Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel comfortable? Like you've got people around you who genuinely get you. That's the magic of strong relationships, folks. And let me tell you, they're not just about cozy feelings. They're the bedrock of our happiness, success, and well-being. So today, we're diving into some stoic rituals to build those rock-solid connections that will enrich your life in ways you might not even expect. Ever felt like your social circle needs a little boost? You know, that feeling when you're surrounded by people but still feel kinda lonely? I get it. Now, before we jump into the stoic wisdom, let me tell you, these aren't some stuffy philosophical lectures. We're talking practical tools, relatable examples, and a whole lot of real talk. Because building strong relationships is about being genuinely present, understanding others, and showing up with your best self. And trust me, when you put in the effort, the rewards are tenfold. Here are 5 key takeaways to get those relationship building gears turning. First off, practice active listening. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the person speaking. Imagine them as a precious puzzle piece. Pay attention to their tone, their body language, and the emotions behind their words. Think of it like this. When someone is sharing with you, they're offering you a piece of themselves. Don't just take it to savor it. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine interest in their story. Second, be mindful of your judgments. We all have them, but constantly judging others creates walls and prevents genuine connection. Instead, try to approach interactions with curiosity and open-mindedness. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, facing their own challenges. So be kind, be patient, and focus on understanding rather than criticizing. Third, cultivate empathy. It's the ability to step into someone else's shoes and feel what they feel. You don't have to agree with them, but try to see things from their perspective. Think about it. When you feel understood and supported, your relationships blossom. So put yourself in their shoes. What are they going through? What might be influencing their words and actions? Fourth, find common ground. We all share experiences, passions, and values, even if they seem small at first. Look for those shared interests, a love of music, a passion for hiking, or even just a good cup of coffee. These little things can spark genuine connections and build lasting friendships. And finally, be reliable and trustworthy. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently and following through on your commitments. When people know they can count on you, they feel safe and valued. Be the person who keeps their promises, offers a listening ear, and is there for them when they need support. Now, let me share a real-world example that hits close to home. Last week, I was feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines. I confided in my friend Sarah, who really took the time to listen without judgment. She didn't offer solutions or try to fix things, she just validated my feelings and offered encouragement. Just knowing she had my back made a huge difference. Sarah's empathy, active listening, and unwavering support reminded me of the true power of strong relationships. They can be our anchors in stormy seas, our cheerleaders on the journey, and our safe havens when we need to recharge. Remember, folks, building strong relationships is an ongoing process, a commitment to showing up authentically, understanding others, and nurturing those connections with care. So, start small. Listen more attentively, be kinder in your judgments, and find common ground with the people around you. The world needs more genuine connections, and it all starts with us. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these stoic insights. Let's spread the love, one strong connection at a time. Until next time, keep striving for those strong starts and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.